This is Highway Radio. My name is Gonzo. That's Josh Bell over there. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Josh is a guy who watches movies and pretty much hates every single one.
Josh Bell hates everything!
That's right! Including your movie!
Josh Bell hates everything!
Except me!
Now, Josh watches the movie. I watch the trailer. People find it hurtful when you hate cute kid movies. So let's have a swing at Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Hola, Dora.
Let me go!
You'll help us find your parents and the Lost City of Gold.
Where are we?
All I see is jungle.
I see three mercenaries, armed.
Oh, look. Dora brought a knife on the field trip, everybody.
Okay, I got the gist here that there's some nods to the parents that had to suffer through Dora.
Yeah.
With their kids when they were growing up.
Yes, or still have to suffer through Dora, who is still on the air, by the way.
It's still
Dora
happening?
The Explorer All is right. still almost 20 years now.
What about the scary monkey?
The monkey is here too. Boots.
Who lets the kid in the jungle with a monkey that is going to rip her face off, right?
I'm sensing that maybe you had to watch Dora the Explorer.
I had a couple children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about Dora.
Okay. So, well, if you remember Dora from when your children were young, Dora is basically an educational show for preschoolers. Dora the Explorer, she's a 7-year-old. She teaches about numbers and about words in Spanish and puzzles and stuff.
And is perpetually lost.
Yes. Yeah. And so she's got a map, right?
Right.
Talking map.
Yes.
And so this Dora is a teenager and is live action, is not animated. So Dora has gotten older, but this is very much still a kid's movie. We've got, basically, it's like Dora, the 7-year-old educational character, is trapped in the body of a teenage girl. And so she's kind of naive, and she's super enthusiastic about stuff, and she's grown up in the jungle with her parents, played by Eva Longoria and Michael Pena, and she's never really interacted with anyone her own age. She gets sent off to school in Los Angeles with her cousin Diego. You may remember Diego, also now a teenager, and he's too cool for Dora. And so she becomes a bit of an outcast, but then she gets back to the jungle because she's kidnapped along with Diego and some of her classmates by these mercenaries. They want to find the Lost City of Gold, which her parents are searching for. So it's kind of an Indiana Jones, Tomb Raider adventure with Dora, the educational character trapped in the body of a teenage girl. And it's created by the people who made the recent Muppets movies.
All right.
So it has some self-aware humor. It definitely has some stuff for the parents who are stuck with their kids, or for the people maybe who grew up with Dora and are now in their 20s and remember Dora but can appreciate the self-referential humor and the fourth wall breaking and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Parts of that were mildly amusing. I will say this was better than I thought it would be. It still is a bit awkwardly married between the kid-friendly educational stuff and the blockbuster adventure stuff, and doesn't all work, but it was more tolerable than I expected. And I think if parents are stuck taking their kids to it, they might find some amusement. If older people remember Dora from when they were kids, they might find some amusement. It's wholly unnecessary, but it could have been worse.
What, so like if they had made Dora into some total emo chick who just hated life entirely?
Yeah, that might have been. I mean, they play on the contrast between Dora and the average teenagers a little bit.
Okay.
I think if they had leaned into that a little more, it could have been funnier, but then it wouldn't have been as much for kids. So.
Right.
It's just the balance. It's not quite. It's hard to get it right.
Well, the trailer looked fairly cute. How about the movie?
Yeah,
how many stars for Dora and the Lost City of Gold?
I'm torn. Can I give it 2¾ stars? It's somewhere between 2.5
okay.
and 3 stars.
All right. Well, you're so stingy. We'll take
yeah.
it. So Josh Bell, who hates everything, joshbellhateseverything.com is the website, and podcast too.
Yeah. Awesome Movie Years, my podcast with comedian Jason Harris. We're talking about the movies of 1994. In our current season, and we just talked about Wes Craven's New Nightmare, which is one of my personal favorites. So check that out at awesomemovieyear.com and wherever you get podcasts.
Josh, thanks as always for your time, and thanks everybody for listening. This is Highway Radio.